it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is the Broadway Boys Podcast through the Hockey Podcast Network, and we are back with Season 5, Episode 61, as the New York Rangers defeat the Carolina Hurricanes in double overtime to take a 2-0 series lead. And boy oh boy, if you're listening to this, it is Thursday morning and it is game day for game 3 in Carolina, and you have to be excited, you have to be pumped up, you have to be a little scared, because the last three times, or last four times, we've been up 2-0 in the series, we've only won once, and that was against the Capitals last series. And I think we all know that that was a little warm up for the true test against Carolina. And yeah, I mean, the Rangers are taking care of business. It's 2-0 in the series, but in my opinion, the series has just started and it's a 2-game series and you have to take at least one of them. And if you could possibly get game 3, you could really just zap the life out of the Carolina Hurricanes and just stomp on any hope that they have to get back into this series. But it is going to be a fucking battle. It's going to be a test. It's going to be everything we've worked up for. And I'm just as nervous as shit. But let's enjoy the double overtime victory and on Garden Ice. And what a fucking game that was, coming from behind twice, having the lead, losing it, coming from behind, losing the tie. It's just, I'm like, my brain scrambled, you know, just from all the emotions that I felt during that, you know, hockey game. And, you know, it's just, it really is. That game was like the New York, we never win that game, ever. And they were talking about an overtime. The Rangers haven't won like anything into double overtime like in the last 5 opportunities, and Carolina Hurricanes were like 5-1 in double overtime or something stupid like that. My heart was pounding through my chest. My palms were sweating. I couldn't get comfortable on the couch. I was sitting up, I was laying down, I was, you know, standing at times. You know, I just couldn't. I was peeing every fucking 3 minutes. Every time there was a whistle, I ran to the bathroom. I was just chugging water and just, you know, I was just so nervous. I needed to do something. And man, oh man, it just, what a string of emotions. And if you're a Ranger fan and you sat there from period one all the way to the second overtime, you know, I hope you're mentally resting today, because tomorrow we're right back at it. It's game 3. And, you know, I think that's almost the theme of this podcast, is let's regroup. We didn't win anything yet. That was a huge game 2. Definitely emotional, just for the fans, the players, Trocheck, just everybody. And now we have to go and do it again. And, you know, we don't have this sour taste in our mouth. You know, we are living off of, you know, the glory of game 2. But game 3 is a fucking new, it's a new series, and it's not over for the Carolina Hurricanes. It wasn't over for the Devils last year. It wasn't over for the Tampa Bay Lightning the prior year. And, you know, we're going to have to, if we win this game, if we win game 3, this team, you would have to say, is primed to win a Stanley Cup. Now, that may not happen, but this is going to be a fucking gut-wrenching, mentally just crippling game. And that's just for a fan. You know, for the players, man, I hope they had their fun last night. But today, I hope Laviolette, I hope Trouba, I hope the leadership in that locker room said, hey, remember New Jersey last year. Remember, you know, heading to New Jersey, or no, they were heading home, right? And they blew the 2-0 series lead. We felt like we were in control of the whole, our own destiny, that we couldn't possibly lose. I felt that way as a fan. And before you know it, it's game seven, and we just didn't show up to play. New year, new opportunity. Can we make the most of it? I have all the faith in this team right now, because the old James, the old team, they would lose. This is a new year. This is a new team, new coach, new players. And you just saw from last night that Vinny Trocheck didn't have his best night. He couldn't win a fucking faceoff if he was going against a traffic cone. But that doesn't matter. That didn't matter. He played the most amount of minutes. He still worked his tail off. And you get rewarded. Guys who work hard get rewarded. Lafreniere, for him to drive the net, everyone, oh, the snipe's great, the snipe's great. Forget the snipe. Driving the net in the playoffs, his stick down, and Fox giving a beautiful pass. But that's fucking bearing down and just getting a stick on that puck to put it in to score the tying goal was just, that's what we fucking needed, you know? I'm not the biggest Chris Kreider fan, but bearing down and just getting your balls over that puck and slamming it home, that is the fucking, I mean, the feeling of when those goals go in as a fan is just unbelievable. And then Vinny Trocheck, just the play from Mika Pryor, you know, to barrel through and get into the zone, get puck possession, and us to throw a shot on net, to fluky bounce, but you stay with it. You don't fucking give up on the play. And you slam home a rebound to give us a 2-0 series lead. And on to Carolina we go. And I really hope our fan base travels. And I know they will. The Knicks fans traveled down to Philly. You know, we're not that, you know, Carolina and New York, you know, there's a lot of transplants there. So I know there's going to be a lot of New York Ranger fans down there. And I know we're going to have a vibe in that building and a presence, and it's going to be felt. And I hope, you know, we can be loud enough and give these guys that same passion or just a little bit of it that they can feed off of, and we can get a game three win. Now, looking at the game as a whole and how we played, listen, man, Carolina's a good team, and they like to get scoring chances, and they get a bunch of them. But they also give up grade-A scoring chances, and it's going to be up to us to capitalize on those chances. Now, we can weather the storm, and we've weathered it the first two games, and Carolina's throwing everything they have at us, but we are playing great positioning. We are having bodies in front of the net, clearing out rebounds. You know, shooting lanes are at a premium. It is one of those things where this is why you have Igor. This is why it's important to make it a one-and-done opportunity. And if you've noticed, the only goals that are really going in, besides the fucking gaffe that Trouba made, backhand 5 feet inside our own blue line to the middle of the ice, picked off by D'Angelo, Aho, Getzel, see you later, and we're fucking, you know, down. I mean, if those fucking idiotic decisions get cleaned up, the only way they can score is throwing a puck on net and praying it gets deflected. Because if Igor sees it, he's saving it. And, you know, I thought both goalies played a great, great game. Both of them played, I felt, a mature game where they had great positioning because there are a lot of grade A chances coming down, but they were all pretty much one and done on both ends. You know, that's why, you know, Carolina failed to pick up Lafreniere. You know, we failed to box out guys trying to tip the puck. And if we can just get in those shooting lanes or get in the way of those players' ability to tip the puck, we're in a great position to win a hockey game. Because they're not beating Igor clean. And listen, they might. Fuck. Carolina is one of the most gifted offensive teams in the league. They may go off for 6 goals tomorrow. But again, we don't stray from the game plan. And that's limit their second chances. They're going to get the first ones, and who cares? Igor can save those. We got to hustle, get to rebounds, get to loose pucks, win puck battles along the boards. And that's in the defensive zone, neutral zone, offensive zone. But if we can limit their second opportunities, we are going to win this hockey game. Because they don't want to play defense below their dots. We are winning puck battles. We are, you know, kicking the puck back up to the point. We just got to be smart about our shots. And, you know, we have to, you know, move the puck with purpose. That's, you know, if you put it into a dead area, that means, you know, there has to be a guy there. You know, don't give them any free possessions. Don't allow them to break out cleanly. Don't let them have speed through the neutral zone. They're not going to want to dump the puck in, and they're not going to want to go to work because they're getting pounded, they're getting beaten, and it's a different game. Carolina has a ton of regular season success, as did we. But our style is more of a playoff style than theirs. They don't want to do the dirty work on the power play. They expect it to be given. That's why they don't have success on the power play. You know, we are just boxing out. Our, you know, coverage is unbelievable. We're a solid rotation. And listen, man, it's going to take a shot on Igor and a tip in or a rebound. That's how you're going to beat him. They're not just going to get a blast from the, you know, point and just going to go right over his glove. You know, we're clearing out lanes so Igor can see, which is great. You know, you take away the passes. And it's the little things, man. And it's even, you know, Panarin's unbelievable move coming down the ice, gets by one of the defenders, you know, flips the puck up right back to himself and, you know, cuts across and shoots against the grain. And Anderson makes a great save. And then they go the other way. And Panarin's hustling his ass off. He knows he's not going to catch, you know, one of the men on the 2-on-1. And you know what? He gives him a hook and he takes a penalty. But guess what? That might have saved the game. Because I think Carolina knows that they got to get Igor moving side to side if they want to have any opportunities to score. And, you know, I give it to Panarin. That was a heads up play. Yeah, he took the penalty. But guess what? With the way we're playing right now on the power or on the PK, it's a smart play to take. I'd rather have to kill a 2-minute power play than go down on a 2-on-1 knowing that they're going to get a shot back door. You know, it's just the and this is not every time, but the way we've been playing and the way they've been playing on the power play, they're very perimeter happy. They like playing on the perimeter. No one pressures you on the perimeter. You know, they rotate the puck around and they know when they throw it on goal, it's a one and done. So nobody really wants to take a shot because no one wants to work to get in front of that shot and get a tip. And this is what happened to the Rangers last year. They weren't working away from the puck. They weren't trying to get open. They weren't playing with a purpose. They weren't playing position. They weren't filling in lanes. They weren't getting into shooting lanes in the offensive zone to tip pucks, to get rebounds, to, you know, drive the net. if you're a Ranger fan, last night was just one of those moments that you'll never forget. You know? You'll never forget that. You'll never forget that double overtime game. It's been the best game. That was the best game in the playoffs, hands down. Just the skill level, the energy. I mean, man, to win that game when, God, when Trocheck scored. I mean, if you went to that game, then you are one of the luckiest Ranger fans out there. Because that energy, that buzz in the building, you know, just the emotional roller coaster that was sitting on my couch, I can't imagine in that building. And here we are, playing a game three tonight at Seven Bells in Carolina. And it's, you don't want to say do or die, because anything's possible in the NHL. But if you're the Carolina Hurricanes, the pressure is on. Because whether or not you think you deserve to win one of those games, and listen, you go into overtime, it's a crapshoot. I mean, that's anybody's game. I don't care what you do the prior 60 minutes. You get to overtime, coin flip. It's who gets the bounce, who gets the lucky break. You know, I know Carolina fans were crying. That wasn't a trip. It was a cross check, whatever. You already had two opportunities on the power play. You don't think that with the way the refs were reffing that hockey game, that they weren't going to even it up? I mean, the refs have been awful. I mean, both ways, awful. It is getting out of control. I mean, they don't know how to deal with Rempe mentally. The most egregious hit was on Rempe by the ref. Basically putting him into a headlock and then pointing like he's some fucking 12-year-old throwing rocks at the playground. Pointing at him like he's a grown man. He's in the NHL. What are we doing here? Yeah, he stopped in front of the net. He bumped the goalie. Meanwhile, on the other end, did you not see Shnetchkov, whatever the fuck his name is? Got a big tongue, can't say it. Use his fucking stick to leverage and flip fucking Igor upside down. That was only a 2-minute minor. Give me a break with the fucking bump. Did you take, you know, Shnetchnikov and put him in a fucking headlock and throw him down to the ice and point in his face and start screaming at him like he's a fucking child? No. So the refs need to fucking take a lap. Fucking calm down. Put the whistles away a little bit. I mean, some of the penalties were penalties. Panarin, definitely a penalty. Probably saved this goal, but definitely a penalty. Yeah, but other than that, you know, you again in overtime, having to kill the two penalties, I don't think my heart has ever been under that much stress in my entire life. That was brutal. And, you know, here we are, up 2-0. Game three tonight in Carolina, if you're listening to this. God, my thoughts going into this game. Looks like Rempe's going to play. So my thoughts going into this game are the Rangers are going to have to weather that first 10 minutes. Just like they did last game, it's important to get the first one. Get shots on goal. If you can bury a goal or two in the first period, if you can get two in the first, the game's over. Because there's going to just drive that doubt into Freddie Anderson's head. There's going to be just so much pressure on Carolina that they're going to be pressing aggressively, which means that the Rangers, if they play smart, can intercept passes and chip the puck out and go with speed the other direction. So, weather the storm. They're going to throw everything they have at you. They're going to play their best hockey game, their best first period. They are going to be a fucking beast coming out of the cage, and we got to tame it. We got to control our emotions. We got to play mature hockey. We have to defend with purpose. And we need to keep the puck in their zone and go to work. Time to get your fucking lunch pails out. Because the puck needs to stay below their dots. You need to cycle with purpose. Get to, you know, the open dead spaces and win those battles. And throw the puck on net, and fluky shit is going to happen. But you have to drive the net with purpose. You have to bear down, be strong, and don't allow them to box you out or push you around. And good things are going to happen. You just got to outwork the other team. And we can do that. The other team is fast, no doubt. But we're stronger. I think we're better along the boards. I think we're better down the middle in the offensive zone than they are in the defensive zone. They don't want to box you out. They don't want to play that type of game. They want to intercept the pass. They want to get a fast break and chip. They all want to go up all at once. You know, we got to tame the Aho Getzel line. You know, be physical, be tough, be mean, be smart. Rempe's playing. You know, he's been pretty irrelevant. I mean, 4 minutes last game, 6 minutes prior. I don't know how much ice time he's going to get, but I doubt, you know, I doubt it's going to be much more than, I'd be shocked if he got more than 7 minutes of ice time. You know, it depends really on special teams and where we are in the scoreboard. Obviously, if we're behind, he's not playing any. If we're up, Laviolette is definitely going to allow that fourth line to kind of roll. And I like that fourth line with Kreider. You know, there was a couple shifts where Kreider went out there with the fourth line double shifting. And I kind of liked that fourth line with Kreider. I did, you know. He just added that little element of speed and just, you know, it's just a different look than having, you know, Rempe is going to be, you know, over physical. Keeping it simple, Kreider has a little bit more confidence. Well, he has a lot more confidence with the puck, and just you know, it allows, you know, VC to have a little bit more freedom, and Barkley Goodrow to have a little bit more freedom out there. So, and if those guys, you know, have the legs and the speed and the energy, you know, double shifting a guy instead of Rempe might not be the worst thing in the world. You know, I go back and forth in my head on whether I truly want to see Rempe out. It's like you haven't lost yet, so why change anything in the lineup? But there's also a part of me that's like, if Hedl's ready, we should probably get him out there because he's going to have more meaningful minutes than Rempe. And I think the players and fans would respond to Hedl back in the lineup. But I don't know if he's actually ready to play. You know, it could be just a facade, you know, something that the Rangers are doing, dangling that carrot out there in hopes that, you know, Carolina has to game plan for a fourth line with Hedl or third line with Hedl and Wennberg dropping down. I don't know exactly what they would do, but yeah, there's options with Hedl in the lineup. Yeah, it's listen. I told you what we needed to do. I told you, you know, how I feel about this team going forward. We're 6-0 right now in the playoffs. If we won 6 in a row in the regular season, I'd say we're due for a loss. So, you know, it's not that I'm okay with losing. I just want to really see how we come out mentally. If we come out flat, that's a little troubling. For me, if we come out and we compete and you lose a game like you did, yet, you know, if you lose a game like game two, it just went the opposite direction, then there's nothing to be worried about. You know, the boys are ready to go. And these are two juggernauts in the NHL. And for the New York Rangers to be up 2-0 in this series is absolutely huge. Now it's just a matter of winning, you know, two of the next, you know, four games. And you move on to the Eastern Conference Final. But, you know, you gotta wanna step on this team's throat. You gotta wanna finish them off and destroy all hope and energy and just suck the life out of that building, you win game three and you can damn well punch your ticket to the fucking Eastern Conference final. Because we are a damn good team and it's going to be damn hard to beat us four games in a row. So here we are, game three. It's going to be fucking another gut-wrenching 60 minutes of hockey. Hopefully we can get the job done in less than that. But if it has to go into overtime, it goes into overtime. I think we're all battle-tested now. On to game three. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'll talk to you again on, hopefully after game three. No, game four would be Saturday. So the podcast wouldn't come out till Monday. So either Andy and I or both of us will have to talk to you again on Monday. So we could potentially be done with this series. Potentially. I'm not saying we are. I'm not saying we aren't. Potentially be done with this series the next podcast. So hopefully that is the case. And we'll be talking about who will be playing in the Eastern Conference Final. Or we'll be basically saying who has to go next season, Trouba. But, all right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening again for the 15th time. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Broadway Voice Podcast. Be sure to follow us on X at Broadway Voice Pod, and please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.